I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
To beat Migs, and it's time to turn down for tequila.
Charge out the line.
What? Tequila. Oh, all right.
Tequila.
Okay. Yeah. On this Tuesday, I could use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not feeling it?
No, that whole Mercury and retrograde thing. It's a legit thing, man.
I don't know if it is or it's just a really crappy Tuesday.
Well, it's a crappy Tuesday, but...
Did you put some crystals on your skull?
I did not.
That's
unfortunately, that was the problem.
Yep.
And Mercury in retrograde messes with technology, and let me tell you.
Oh, this is how they get you. See, your wife's got you believing this. I told my wife, I don't want to believe that. I'm not going to believe it. I don't care. Sometimes things just don't work on any day.
When they say it, and it's happening, and then it happens...
Email was down. The parking garage did not work.
Yes.
Yeah. Boom.
And other things.
It's Mercury
probably.
Retrograding.
Yeah. Don't. Because I listened to that for so many years of my life, and then finally my wife stopped telling me because I used to get so angry at her.
See, I'm not angry. I'm believing it now. So
you're a believer.
Yeah.
You're a believer now, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
F technology.
Did you put your crystal on your laptop?
I don't have a crystal, Steve. I need one.
We could get you some crystals.
Yeah. I need some crystals.
Sure.
Some minerals.
Oh, I was just thinking like the dancers. Like, they're not working right now.
All right. Well, it wasn't the crystal I was thinking of, but that's
give me a pair of crystals and we'll see how that works out.
Oh, yeah.
Try and sell that one to your wife.
Yeah.
Babe, I put a crystal on my head.
Well, I'm sure I'll get a text message in about 5 minutes.
There.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Dave in Bremerton. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out! Take that crystal with you.
Yeah. For those playing at home, Dave will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Dave, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Which car was the subject of the 2015 documentary A Faster Horse?
Mustang?
Yes. Which rapper had the 2005 hit song Gold Digger?
Kanye West.
Yes. What year did the Chernobyl disaster occur?
1988.
No.
84.
No.
Wow, 81?
No. What year in the early 80s did Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne marry?
81.
No.
80.
No.
82.
Yes. What facial feature is the Mona Lisa missing?
Eyebrows?
Yes. Who played Jack in the sitcom 30 Rock?
Oh, I know this. Pass.
Which U.S. state has the least rainfall?
Hawaii.
No.
Alaska.
No.
Oh, wow. Oregon.
No. What sin does John Doe address first in the movie Seven?
Sloth.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh, man. Dave was close to tip of his tongue for a lot of these.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, the tip doesn't get it done.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Context and phrasing. I think I'll save that one for later.
Phrasing.
My goodness.
Steve.
Hi.
I just love her walking in. First text I see is, astrology is bullcrap, dude. Next one. Astrology and horoscopes are stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when it works, it works. I don't know. When it explains something, it'll work out for you.
That's why people, you know, people always want to have faith in something.
Well,
that's
the key. Just want hope, man.
Yeah, they just want faith and hope. And so
I want something to blame.
You know, I've had great conversations with astrologers who go, I don't know, I understand how people can believe in God the way they, you know, in all these different religions. I go,
but the stars are different, man.
As you're walking around with your ephemeris. Okay, great.
I mean, to quote the great philosopher Bret Michaels, you just want something to believe in.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
I know. Nobody really gives
him credit. Believe in.
Nobody gives him credit, man, as
there's
being
the Lord above.
One of the prophets of our time.
That's right.
Are you ready, Steve?
Oh, yeah!
Steve for Brett. Which car was the subject of the 2015 documentary A Faster Horse?
Mustang.
Yes. What rapper had the 2005 hit song Gold Digger?
Oh, Kanye.
Yes.
Everybody, that is best.
What year did the Chernobyl disaster occur?
What year?
Yeah.
1969.
No.
Good luck to you.
1989.
No.
Chernobyl. 1980.
No. What year of the early 80s did Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne marry?
81.
No.
82.
Yes.
That's right.
What facial feature is the Mona Lisa missing?
Ear.
No.
Ear. Nose.
No.
Ears.
No.
No.
Finger.
No.
Mouth.
No. Yeah, she's missing a mouth.
Oh, dear. Who played Jack in the sitcom 30 Rock?
Oh, John Lithgow.
No.
What? Well, that's the 5 from the Sun. Crap. I'm going to go Jimmy Fallon.
No.
I don't know. Ron Swanson.
No. Well, which U.S. state has the least rainfall?
Washington.
No.
Oregon.
No.
Arizona.
Good God, no. Hey, Steve.
Nevada.
Yes. Way too late. You lose 4-3.
Oh, nice job, Dave.
Wow, Dave. Good job, buddy.
That's a surprise.
Blame the crystals.
Nice.
That is fantastic. Well, Mercury
thanks for
was
playing,
in,
buddy.
Yeah, Mercury was in retrograde for Steve there.
Yeah, that was. And-
nice.
That's our boy, Leo.
What a good guy.
Oh, yeah. You know what was impressed me about Steve?
What's that?
All of his wrong answers did come from the same network of television shows. I give him credit.
Huh?
Well, when he was trying to get the 30 Rock, all of his answers were actors that were on shows that were on NBC. So I give him credit because so was 30 Rock.
I'm brand loyal.
Yeah, he really is.
Peacock for life.
Yeah.
Does anybody know who Jack was on 30
Rock? Was that Alec Baldwin?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it surely was.
Never watched that show.
Oh, really?
No.
I didn't watch a whole lot of it, but every time I did, it was fun.
Yeah, they had good moments.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah. What year did the Chernobyl disaster occur?
I would not know.
Really?
I mean, the 80s sometime, right?
Yes, it was the 80s.
It 86?
Was 86, yes, 1986.
Oh, Steve, you were so close, except you only needed 10 guesses.
Well, you know. Eventually, you're going to get it if you keep guessing.
That's right. Like with the Mona Lisa, you figured out it was the eyebrows eventually. Did you say eyebrows?
No, he
did.
Oh,
no, never mind.
Thanks for giving him the answer.
Well, Dave got it right, so that was why.
Wow. I did not know that.
I said facial features, so I love it when you guess ears.
It's why she looks weird.
Ears are on a face.
No, they're on a head.
Yeah. The ears are not part of your face, dude.
I feel like they are.
Dude.
They stick out enough. If you said draw a face... Are you going to include the ears?
No.
The
no.
If you, no. If I you just say face, I'm not going to.
I could draw a face without even drawing a head. Just draw the eyes, nose, and mouth.
Oh, come on. Like, who's doing that? Now you're just being contrarian.
Oh, well, at least he used the right word.
That's a big word there, yeah.
See, why are you drawing a face?
Because he wants to prove his point. Look, on the head, what do you put outside of the face? The ears.
It's still on the drawing of the face.
I'm basing it off the Joker in the comics when he cut off his own face. He didn't cut off his ears. He just cut off his face.
I just love that Steve drew something and, like, this proves my point. I just did something.
Yes.
Can we put that on the fridge in the break room?
Yeah.
You know what?
That's a great piece of art.
Let me finish it.
Yeah. Oh, really? No, you got the ears. That's all you need.
You know, it's unfinished. It's fine.
It's like the Mona Lisa. You got no eyebrows there, so that's nice.
Oh, I did that in honor of your question.
Well, thank you.
According to Wikipedia, ears are considered part of the face.
Yeah, really? What does Wikipedia know?
Well, I want to go to Encyclopedia Britannica. I'm done with Wikipedia.
Go to Encyclopedia Britannica.
Actually, there's a big argument, apparently. Reddit has a whole thread. Help settle an argument. Are ears considered part of the face?
Wow, I can't believe this was always a thing. I never thought of ears as part of the face, but if biologically I'm proven wrong, I will stand corrected.
And if you need a picture for reference for that tweet, here you go.
Yeah, use that one right there. There was one question you did not get to that Dave did not get correct. What sin does John Doe address first in the movie 7?
Gluttony.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice job.
Yeah, good job.
What did he do?
The gluttony one was I think it was the lawyer who ate too much and his stomach burst.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was he eating?
I don't know.
What was he eating?
I don't know for sure, but probably something meat-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I remember the plate. I think it was like a Thanksgiving dinner.
I was just being a Weisenheimer. I did not think that gluttony would be the actual answer.
Well, I mean, it's one of them.
Why not?
Yeah, 1 in 7 guesses there.
It's probably the one that's. I feel like all of us do it. Like if you had to pick the one that most people do, you know, like
not that coworker we had that eats to live, not lives to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that coworker is, he's, I don't know what's wrong
with
him.
He's a great guy.
I don't know why he's not a glutton. He should be.
Congratulations to Dave on beating Steve.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Dave. I got a song. And now we go to Ireland because there's a woman over there in Ireland who got escorted off a flight after she refused to wear a mask and then caused a huge scene.
Nice.
I
love these stories.
Yeah, there's a video of her storming off the plane, intentionally coughing on people, and yelling that it's not a big deal because everybody dies eventually.
Everybody dies, you know that? Everybody dies. If it's corona or not, everybody dies.
Everybody hurts, not everybody dies.
That's
she got the song wrong.
Everybody hurts. Sometimes. That sucks, though, that she's actually coughing on everybody. Like, I didn't kick her off the plane. What do you got to cough on me for?
It's just like people are just having meltdowns over the dumbest stuff.
Dude, it's people and are out of their minds.
And on the planes, it seems like it just gets like. It just gets even like lifted up to a whole other level.
Well, planes, planes will give you stress and tension anyway.
Right, because people have anxiety as it is on planes.
Yeah, so you're getting to see humans. Humans, as much as we like to be cool and want to always, come from our highest place, we'll act like animals. So it's good to know.
That's why I don't fly EasyJet, because I never heard of it up until today, and also because I got crazies like that on
the
plane.
Yeah, man. Look, and
it's not just in the United States that people are losing their minds over masks.
Yeah. I can empathize because, currently my wife is having an issue. She does not like those masks. Masks are tough for her, so she's like, I'm going to have to wear this for 2 hours. I got to figure this out. Like, she really has issues.
Why don't you get one of those cool welder's things that you wear?
Well, that's exactly what I did.
Nice.
Yeah, the trouble is that I told her you're going to have to get, like, a neck gaiter, which is at least, because they sometimes want more than just a welder's mask on the plane. It depends.
What about a neck crocodile?
A neck crocodile will work in a pinch. Think a gator, that's what you gotta have.
What about, I've seen now they've got ones that they're like plastic masks. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't.
It's like just goes over the mouth, but it's like your plastic shield, but it just goes over the mouth.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's weird because when you like see someone from afar, you're just like, oh, they're not wearing a mask. Okay. Like you just get so used to not seeing people wearing masks in stores when you don't. You're like, whoa. And then as you get closer, you're like, something's weird with her mouth. And then you realize, oh, no, it's this plastic shield that's over their mouth.
Oh, that's interesting.
Weird.
Yeah. It's like an upside down visor.
I wonder why that's better. You know, for somebody like, I get why you'd
they
wear something.
Don't like the fabric on their face.
So this sticks out a little
you
bit.
You can see their lips.
Yeah.
So it'll help with like ADA and people who are hard of hearing.
I can appreciate that. Let me tell you. I somebody came up to me yesterday, said, hey, BJ. And I, first of all, couldn't hear him very well because they had the mask and the mask covered their face. And I did not recognize him by their eyes. So I'm like, I have no idea who this person is.
Yeah, I've had that happen recently where I ran into at a store and I was just like, it took me forever. A, because they had like a weird mask in a fun way, but it was like, I'm like, the hell is that? And then all of a sudden, like the more you talk to them, you realize, oh, okay, yeah, I do know you.
Yeah. So it's bad for me. And it feels so bad because I'm like, wow, they recognize me right off the bat. I must just be, the ugliness must come out no matter what I have on.
No, it's the eyes, man. It's those eyes we talked earlier. It's those Gary Ridgway eyes.
It's those Gary Ridgway eyes.
I'm glad that you knew what I was
doing. I did too. Wow.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We filed this under the No Good Deed Goes Unpunished department because there's a dude named Amir. He's 20 years old, works at a supermarket in Vermont, and he was told that an elderly woman's purse had been snatched. So he's a part-time volunteer firefighter and a full-time hero. He just grabbed the suspect from behind, held him down, got the purse back. Now, he did have to call police, and while doing that, the suspect got away. But again, he was able to return the purse to the woman. And here's Amir describing the incident in which the woman was very, very thankful for his quick response.
He was like, an old lady's purse just got stolen. I look to my right, and I see a gentleman running across to the parking lot, and he had the purse in his hand, and I was like, oh, there's the guy. She was trying to offer me money. I was like, I don't want your money. You know, I just wanted to help you out, do what's right. It's not like I was like, oh, I'm going to go do this and be some hero. I was just like, hey, an old lady's purse got stolen, you know. I want to do something about it.
Does he, is it me, or does he sound like Ricky from Trailer Park Boys? He has a little bit of, for some reason, that's the first guy I pictured.
I wasn't picturing that, because if it was Ricky, you would say, how much are you willing to give me as a reward?
That's a good point, you're right. And there would have been some weed somehow mentioned in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And he would have shot somebody.
Oh, that's right. He would have shot the guy. You're absolutely right. I think it's fantastic, but here's the problem. Amir was fired from his job for doing this.
This goes back to, you always hear this nowadays. If you work in a department store, a grocery store, you see someone shoplifting, you just can't do anything.
I hate that rule.
Right.
I really do.
Thanks, lawyers.
Yeah, and this is we're going to hear from a lawyer right now. Pietro Lynn says it makes sense for a company like this, a supermarket, to not want their employees interfering because an injury, you know, and other liability issues.
It is not uncommon at all for employers to discourage employees from laying hands on customers. There are many cases in Vermont where employers are held responsible for the wrongful acts of their employees.
By the way, I hate that. I think if you are breaking the law, I'm sorry, in my joint, you know what? You get injured, that's because you're the idiot that tried to break the law. You're taking somebody's stuff.
It's like those stories you hear about where someone breaks into someone's home and then hurts themselves, and then they sue, and they actually get a settlement out of it. You're like, how is that even possible? You broke into the person's home. You know how you could have avoided any of that happening? By not breaking into that person's home.
I think this
is... Sorry, you twisted your ankle.
This really is why I think people are just pissed every time something happens where they go, you know what, this is unjust. Because of the fact of moments like this. This is where the law is twisted. I think this sucks. He has found another job, but Amir even himself said he was very surprised to have been let go.
Why should it make a difference that, hey, I'm clocked in, now he's in trouble. If I wasn't clocked in, oh, you did a good job. What?
Yeah, he's right. A solid point.
He's absolutely right. I mean, what? If you're just a young person trying to do the right thing in life, and then you see how our rules and regulations are so stupid, I mean, he's absolutely right.
Could you imagine, though, like if the woman's getting mugged, right? And then all of a sudden he sees it happening. You know, she's probably looking at him like, help me out. And he's like, sorry, lady, I can't help you because I'm afraid I might lose my job.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I couldn't even imagine like going to bed that night and thinking I didn't help that person because I was afraid to lose my job.
And aren't there some issues? There are some places where in certain conditions, like if somebody needs help and you don't help them, you could get in trouble. I don't know if somebody's hurt on the side of the road and you just keep driving. And in some places, I don't know if it's our country or somewhere else where you can be, if they find out that you could have helped somebody and you didn't, you could be in trouble. We're the opposite where, you know what, if you help somebody, you get in trouble.
Yeah. We need a hero.
You know what it is, man. Damn lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need a hero to deal with those lawyers is all I got.
Who is that? We need a hero.
It was the fairy godmother in Shrek, right?
That doesn't help me at all.
No. What are you talking about? You look like Shrek. You should know this.
I know. That's why I don't watch it. I already lived it.
Also known as Bonnie Tyler. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, good job, buddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, holding out for a hero.
No, I need a hero.
Oh, it's not holding out for one. She's needing him.
Oh, she needs one. Okay. Well, you know what, Bonnie? You got one hero. You got it. His name is Amir.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, so a grocery store worker gets fired for stopping a thief. Based on this, whether it be a job, a relationship, or anything else, finish this sentence. I cannot believe they got rid of me for blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Jacob in Tacoma. Jacob, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Morning, Jacob. What you got for us, buddy?
Okay, so I was working for a sports vendor, and I was a hot dog salesman selling foot-long hot dogs.
Oh,
somebody was being very adamant that they didn't know what a foot-long hot dog was. So I had to say it was a 12-inch wiener. So I got fired for sexual harassment.
Head like hot dog.
You got fired for saying that a hot dog's a 12-inch wiener.
Yes. I said, they're like, oh, what's this foot-long hot dog in the description? I'm like, oh, it's just a 12-inch wiener.
Did you point at your crotch while saying that? I don't understand why this would get you fired.
No, I'm just serving beer. But this, they come back with their significant other. He gets in my face, and they're yelling, and they're drunk.
Oh, you got
it. The guys are walking.
Okay, so if this was a customer, and then the significant other comes back and complains, and...
I was being suggestive that I... that I was saying, like, oh, yeah, come get my 12-inch wiener.
Oh, jealous much? I mean, yeah. Geez, guy.
A little bit insecure.
And so the...
He probably has a 2-inch wiener.
Yeah. And so the company fired you for that?
Yes, they did. They let me go with, like, about a month left in the season.
You know, I appreciate the call. Thank you, man. Not every
customer is right.
I hear stories like this, though. I don't feel like I'm getting all the sides. You know what I mean? Because it seems so ridiculous.
Well, what do you think? Like, he's like, it's a 12-inch wiener, and he licked his lips and blew a kiss?
Well, it doesn't seem ridiculous to fire somebody for that. It's completely ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it is. But, I mean, drunk customer yelling.
I mean, it depends on how the customer, like, presented it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they said it in a way that the GM's just like, this sounds bad. I don't know. You're right. I would
it's
like to.
It's completely ridiculous. And you got drunk people.
I've offered my 12-inch wiener to Ryan Castle all the time. It's never once gotten me into trouble.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, if anything, it's gotten you a lot of perks.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
How about this person via text says, I smoked a lot of weed in school. My ex dumped me because she said, I'm never going to amount to anything. Well, I make $100,000 a year. I have no college in me. And how you like me now, bitch?
Whoa! Damn! Okay, I feel like he's still not over her.
I hope he texted that at some point.
Yeah. How do you like me now, bitch?
The best way to get over is to move forward.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're doing just fine.
Yeah.
How you like me now?
You know, sometimes, though, here's what I would say. Was that the motivator? You know what I mean? Would he have been just a loser had not somebody pointed out that, look at this loser lifestyle you have? I sometimes look at it like maybe sometimes that person really got that fire lit under you and you became something because of them.
Yeah, you could be right. I don't know how much weed the guy's smoking still, but.
Yeah, well, listen, man, there's nothing wrong. Look, if you're living your life and getting stuff done and you're happy and, you know, no one's calling you a loser, I think, you know what? Smoke as much as you want.
One person said, I had a job with a disgruntled worker, so they locked the building every morning, and I couldn't get in to punch in on time, so I got fired. They said the door being locked was not an excuse.
Okay, what?
You know what? You lucked out. Why would you want to be stuck with a company that doesn't want to understand that?
Yeah, that is, I mean, I don't.
How can I come into work if I can't open the door?
Yeah, what? You know, again, this is why a lot of small businesses fail. This is the kind of idiotic stuff you hear about. You know, that company's probably not even business anymore. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We want you to finish this sentence. It could be a job, relationship, anything else. I can't believe they got rid of me for blank.
Someone says, I got fired for using the bathroom too much. Little did they know, I was doing it because I couldn't stand any of them, and I was trying not to beat the living crap out of them. And who doesn't like getting paid to take a dump?
It sounded like me. I almost got canned because I would fall asleep on the toilet because...
It's a whole different story.
Yeah. I mean, I was a kid. I was 18. I didn't really care about the job. I didn't really have work orders to do. So I was just like, I'm just going to go hang out. And they were like, where were you? And I was like, I was upstairs looking for parts. I got put on a 90-day probation.
Yeah, you did.
Joke's on them. I quit before that.
Yeah, how you like me now, bitch?
Yeah.
That is the difference. You know, the difference is that somebody will go and basically just slack off in some people's minds, but they're just getting whatever they're doing. They don't want to be doing whatever they're doing, or they don't want to be around the people. I had the opposite problem. I would be mouthy when I didn't want to be where I was. And I, you know, I didn't know at the time. I just thought, well, I guess I'm stuck here. I could have left at any time. I don't know why my brain didn't figure out, like, you know what? You're miserable. Get out of here. You know, because they're not going to change.
Right.
The situation's not going to change.
For me, it was a relationship, not a job, and it was actually the last relationship I was in, which was
I don't know.
Was that the guy that that wanted to beat me up at the park? Was it that guy?
No, that was.
Was he LARPing?
No, BJ said something like insulted me in a way BJ insults me, but to the average person, it sounds pretty horrible.
Understandable, yeah. Yes.
And it was a great line, and Vicky laughed, but the other dude was just like, "What the f?"
And he was like a really like meek kind of not fighter type of guy.
Oh, and he wanted to fight for your.
But he was going to fight honor. For my honor, and I was very impressed
by
that.
Honor.
Yeah. Yes. Hell yeah. But it's not about this guy. It was a dude I was dating, and he said that he wanted to break up because he wanted to pursue his music career.
Okay.
Which I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, I'm 30, and if I'm going to make it, I got to go. I'm like, okay, that's kind of, okay, you do you then. And then I later found out by the friend who introduced us that the reason we broke up was because he hated how scheduled I was. Because we had very opposite schedules, so I would schedule basically whenever we would see each other or coffee or even sexy time.
That would be great if you're like, look, you could dump me, but I have it scheduled for 3:30 tomorrow.
Right. And actually, after we broke up, I'm like, hey, so last booty call? And he's like, oh, I'm busy today. I'm like, how are you tomorrow? And so even the last
Wait, so after
hookup,
he dumped you, you tried to organize one more booty call?
Yeah.
Like a going away present?
Basically, I had already let go of all my, you know, my booty call dudes. So I had to like do something until I got new ones.
I do love that in Vicky. That's the Virgo. I don't really go for horoscopes, but I just love that she is a scheduling Virgo like myself.
I love that you weren't even heartbroken about the relationship ending. You're just more like, okay, can we just arrange one more bang?
It's like, I found
it's
a
very
good
reasonable
person to do this with. So why wouldn't I?
Fair.
See, Vicky's very pragmatic. She's like, okay, this guy knows how all the systems work. Why wouldn't I one more time?
I got to imagine he's scratching his head when he goes to his buddy. He's like, hey, how'd the dumping go? Like, did you actually do it? He goes, yeah, but she wanted to end off with a bang.
But we had to schedule it for like 2 days later.
You know what's amazing
but
you
made
to
it
me?
Happen.
But I made it happen.
Wow.
What is amazing to me is that what one person doesn't like another. Because if somebody would want to schedule sex with me, I mean, when I was dating, I would be like, yes, not only do I not have to approach you and wonder if you want to, you're actually willing to put it on the calendar and keep your word? That kind of woman to me would have been, you know
that
what?
That would weird me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
I mean, you guys know me. I'm a man of romance. It's got to be like, it's got to happen.
Oh, is that what happens? Oh, yeah. I forgot that about
but
you.
Like,
yeah.
I did too much pressure on myself to be like, oh, man, it's 2:59 in 1 minute. We're about to have sex.
Oh, not for me, man. Not for me. Oh, anybody, you know, I mean, at that time when I was young, anybody could have said it and I would have been ready. There's no pressure, nothing. I'm ready to go.
You get an evite because it's back in those days.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's like a Facebook event evite.
Like,
you should create Facebook bang events.
That's great idea.
Create like a little group of all of your booty calls and then you work out a schedule for them all. I'm sure they would love it.
I'm 31 though. So all my booty calls are now like in relationships or married with kids. So it's.
Oh yeah, you're right. And, yeah, you're kind of.
I'm at the age where I'm like.
It's time for you to be Mrs. Robinson. Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a great idea, Vicky. I think there's a lot of men in their 20s, 25 years old.
They don't know what they're doing.
And it's your job to teach them.
I don't want to.
You know what? That's just where your role is now in life.
I spent all my 20s having very mediocre sex until I found one or two guys that were good at it. And then, you know, that obviously didn't work out. And it's like, I don't want to spend my 30s with more mediocre sex and having to teach them. I'm too old for this crap.
Oh, look at this. I can't believe Vicky wants certain things.
Well, if not you, who? Someone needs to help these young men.
Other, you know, 20-year-old women that are in their age group. They have to be disappointed like I was.
Oh, that's a really good point. You're absolutely right.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.